Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Sunday, June 23rd, 2024. This is my newest segment of Markets, A Look Ahead, and that's exactly what we're going to do here. But I want to start off with something that I personally find exceedingly disturbing. This should really set the stage for you as to where we are as a society today and what is happening. So I ran this poll. I know some of you, a lot of you actually participated in this, just about 4,000 of you. Here was my question and your response. So I wrote, in your opinion, is society today in a state of decay on multiple levels with people being divided, or are people today coming together, looking out for each other for the common good? 94% of you said today society is in a state of decay with people being driven apart. Only 6% of you believe that society today is coming together for the common good. Do you have any idea, honestly, of what this actually means? We're just done, okay? The game that is being played on every single one of us, I'm going to call this politics. It's not politics. It's politics. We are being misled on a grand scale at every single level. And this is nothing new. This is something that has been going on since the beginning of time. And how the few have controlled the many, or the minds of the multitudes, since the beginning of time as well. And this has led us to our current state of affairs. This is not just here in the United States. This is a worldwide phenomenon, and this is exactly why we are in this state of affairs. We have allowed this to happen. People are clearly not understanding what this is really all about, honestly. And if we don't look out for each other, if we don't start to come together, I've been telling you this for 10 freaking years, we're really done. So I found this extremely disturbing. 94% of you believe that society today is being driven apart. This is deliberate. This is not an accident, okay? The games that are being played on all of us, and the people that are falling through the trap doors here, it's very sad. It's a very sad state of affairs. And playing right into that is some information that we just got here. Right, I mean, look, this stuff is always hidden in plain sight, people. I've been telling you this, again, since the very beginning here. The Bureau of Labor Statistics has just released some information that, I mean, this is not going to be a surprise to you. If you follow this blog, what I'm about to tell you, these key findings here, by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, it just plays right into what's happening to us, honestly. So let's talk about this. So according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, imagine our shock. Are you ready? Sit down for this. Inflation continues to vastly outpace what people are earning. Okay. What are you actually earning anyway? Let's see. You and I work for the privilege to borrow cash into existence from whatever central bank you are living under, the rulership of that central bank. Okay, you don't even own the dollars or euros or whatever central bank issued note that you work for. You work for the right to borrow them from an issuing central bank, for which you owe back to the issuing central bank plus interest they create out of nothing. You really, you've actually never been paid. I want to give a shout out to my friend Paul here, who really shed a lot of light on this for me. You work for the privilege to borrow these debt notes from a central bank, for which, again, you pay taxes on, okay, which that's created out of thin air as well. But anyway, that's a whole different story. But so the Bureau of Labor Statistics is here stating very directly, obviously, that what people are earning is not keeping up with the rate of inflation. And this has got nowhere to go but much worse. But let me read these key findings to you. I want you to focus on what I'm saying here. According to their own numbers, not what you and I believe to be true, although we know this. I mean, this is really kind of almost hitting the nail on the head. But, okay, BLS, 97% of occupation salaries have failed to keep up with inflation over the last 5 years. Well, how about this goes back way farther than 5 years? But again, okay, let's just focus on the last 5 years. Salaries have fallen on average of 8.2% in the last 5 years. This is interesting. Sanitation and environmental conservation related jobs have seen the largest salary cuts of all industries. Salaries have fallen an average of 10.4% in this industry. Despite this, housing prices have risen an average of 56% in 5 years. So what are they talking about? What does this boil down to? It always comes down to the root cause of the issues. The root cause of the issues is very simple to understand, and you know exactly what I'm talking about even before it comes out of my freaking mouth here. Currency devaluation by central banks who are out here destroying all of us. Right here. Here's the key. It's unbelievable. Do you really believe people? Honestly, those of you, I mean, this is about 4,000 of you who have participated in this particular poll that I took here. 94% believe that today is in a state of decay. And this is from people all over the world, okay? This isn't just people here in the United States. This is a global thing we have going on here. People are being driven apart. How can we survive as a people, as a society, in this kind of... We can't. We are being decimated. We are being destroyed and systematically eradicated like insects. Do you understand what I'm saying here, Dio? I really hope that you do, people. We also found something else here. Look, this is also... Look, this is disturbing to me. Even though what I'm about to tell you, even though you and I have been so far ahead of the curve on this, but what do we find out? Again, despite the lies, the distractions, the deceptions, the propaganda, U.S. manufacturing and factory activity, including business investment, which is something I've been warning about for I don't know how freaking long here, these are in free fall, and it's only getting worse with what else is happening at the same time. Ballooning debts, ballooning deficits, out of control government spending, the money velocity or the rate at which cash is moving through the economy, picking up. Well, meanwhile, our economy is contracting at its fastest pace worldwide. We've never seen anything like this before. But it's all good. Okay, Yellen said it's fine. Powell says it's fine, creatures, things that they are here. We're doing great. Oh, absolutely. You know we are, because that's what they're telling you. But you can't make this stuff up, people. It's absolutely, completely insane. Now, let us move forward on to a couple of other important things. So this is the Federal Reserve, okay? I want you to pay attention to this headline. And I want to go into this a little bit with you. So let me just read this to you. So the Federal Reserve may ease stress capital buffers for the big banks, Goldman, Citi, and other big banks. Okay, let me explain this to you in case you don't already know. We already have a zero reserve system. Do you know what that means? Okay, let me outline this for you real quick. In the not so old days, these institutions had to keep 10% of your deposits in reserve. Okay, in other words, you go to your institution, you deposit X. They have to keep 10% of X in reserve. That's your, not yours, but it's the central bank issued currency in your account. Today, it's zero. Zero. A zero reserve system. That's what we have. So what they're talking about here is the Federal Reserve is going to make it easy, even easier for these major institutions, of course, because they're all colluding here against us here. So no capital buffers. Let me tell you what else this means. Major institutions here get paid by keeping cash in the Federal Reserve system. They get paid by the Federal Reserve. You understand? Now, this, to me, is obviously part of the system that you and I have been discussing. A consolidation of power, okay? They're going to allow the smaller institutions and the regional institutions, I've been telling you this for I don't know how freaking long now, to fail. You and I called this out before anybody else did, okay? Anybody, even on the mainstream media, propaganda, YouTubers, notwithstanding anybody else. We said we were going to start to see failures of the smaller and regional institutions, and it certainly has occurred. We called this before it happened. Okay, now with that said, this is a setup in my view, okay, leading more. We're going to see a domino effect, and there is no doubt in my mind. Look, let's back up a little bit. The entire financial system is a fraud, starting with the Federal Reserve, which is not federal and has no reserves. You understand? The name alone is a fraud. Okay, the whole financial system is a fraud. Okay, it's a Ponzi. It's a Ponzi scheme on an epic scale. Now, this to me says, outlines exactly what you and I have been talking about. A consolidation of power right up to the top. And all this is going to mean here, what are they doing? What is actually happening is, again, we're being destroyed. And you all seem to know about it here. Okay. We're being divided. We're being conquered. We're falling through the trap doors via the mechanism of politics and everything else. You understand? We're being deceived on a grand scale. We're told where to look. We're told who to love. We're told who to hate. And people are just completely lost. They've lost their way in every possible dimension that you can imagine, unfortunately. And it doesn't look like it's going to get any better for anybody. And I'm going to tell you what a big part of this is, too. I am a member of the American Legion, okay? Prior Navy, you all know that. Look at the cover. This is the most recent publication here of the American Legion magazine. What do you notice here? What do you notice on the cover right here? The truth is always hidden in plain sight. You got a group of people here that seem to be zombified, staring at this box, obviously a tell-lie vision. Look at the, what is the message here to you? Do you see a message here? Because when I saw this, when this came in my mail and I witnessed this, I still can't get over this. What is there a message here? Look at this guy pointing, the people here fixated on what's coming out of the box of the tell lie vision. They're being programmed. And look at the color here. It's kind of interesting. I mean, it's just fascinating to me. Unbelievable in my view. This is clearly a message. And you and I got to listen to this stuff. This isn't a conspiracy either, okay? You want to sit there and you want to listen to what's coming out of that box in your house, you're done. You are absolutely done. And society today is going to decay even further into obviously a state of chaos. People have become completely disillusioned. They have lost touch with reality. Politics has become the new god. I don't know what to tell you, but I just have to go back to this because I am so disturbed by that. 94% of you believe that society is in a state of decay and people being driven apart. But again, this goes back to this, clearly, because this is where people are getting their information from, the tell-lie vision, okay? And they've become zombies. They become zombified. They don't know what's going on. And they're not allowed to know what's going on. All the information is controlled. You have to understand that. And I have covered repeatedly with you, and I've urged you to just make your own observation. Don't listen to me. Flip through the channels. See what they're telling you, what they want you to believe is true. Because they tell you the same thing repeatedly. You flip through this channel, certain, same message. This channel, same message. The commercials, the entire thing, okay? This is a psyop. We are being treated like cattle right now. We are a means to an end, people. And if we don't come together, if we don't unify, we're not going to. I'm going to tell you right now, because you and I are exceptions to the rule here, okay? We get it, I think, and I'm sitting here preaching to the choir. But all of this, this is, you know, all this stuff that we've been talking about, it's happening right before our eyes. And again, does this disturb you at all? What did I write here? Okay, so this is the key findings that we just covered here. By design, their system is enslaving and destroying us. I write these little notes to myself, you know. When I read something like this, and it's so obvious to me, and it should be to you, as to what is going on here. But again, look, our strength is understanding the lies, deceptions, the propaganda, what's really going on here. You know, how people are being look at this thing pointing like a, you know, like it's the gospel truth, or you know, it's just an incredible thing. It's an incredible thing what we're witnessing here. And if you think, you know, there's a way to get out of here, or whoever they're going to put select to sit behind the Resolute desk is going to make your life any better, you are more lost than anybody else. I got to tell you the truth. Doesn't matter what happens. They have us all controlled, not you and me. I mean, because we're out of the box thinkers. We've raised our awareness, and at least we're taking action. I mean, this is what this channel is all about. You know, understanding the situation and at least trying to do something about it. But the greater, look, I sit here and I talk about the markets and I talk about the financial system because I think I have a very acute understanding of it, along with all of you that follow this blog. But what does it all mean in the grand scheme of things? It's not about... Look, a lot of you got me wrong. It's not about wealth or possessions. That doesn't make you rich. You know, being rich is about life. It's about coming together. It's about an understanding of things. You don't take any of this stuff with you. But at least we can weaponize the system, because that's what they're trying to do. But again, raising our awareness, coming together as a people is what we need to do to love each other, care about each other, be charitable to each other. You know, spread this thing here. Don't let them divide us, because that's what they're doing here. Okay? And having you locked into their system makes you a slave. Don't you understand? This slavery is in full swing. No matter what, it's just, you know, people's perception maybe have changed because they're not getting whipped in the literal sense, or chained to a pole in the literal sense. But they are mentally, psychologically. You understand? I hope you do. I really, really do. Anyway, that's kind of where we're at today, people. With regard to this market look, you know the situation here. Currency devaluation, artificially suppressed rates are going to drive the market higher. We've gone straight up virtually this entire month. S&P 500, record high, record high, record high. NASDAQ, record high, record high. Are we about to see a pullback? I would say buy it all across the board. They're not going to stop as we move towards the presidential selection. For those of you, it's so cute when I see people write to me, the election, Greg. The election, Greg. It's really, really important. The election, Greg. There is no election, all right? It's a selection, and whoever they select ain't helping you. Although you may think it will. That's what they want you to believe. They got you locked in. It don't matter anymore. This has become a corporate state run by the government, which is the Fed. Once you understand that, everything else will be clear to you. And this is why we are in this state of decay that all of you seem to be 90s freaking, what was, whatever it was, man. But 94%, I lost the paper I had. I don't even know where I put it anymore. Here it is. Yeah. 94% of you believe that we're in. Got to break out, man. This system is destroying all. Their system is destroying us. And your belief in their system is destroying you. You get it? I hope so. I really, really do, people. And take action. I don't know another way to say it. I really just don't know anymore. I've really kind of maxed myself out. With regard to this thing, people, look, I think we got a handle on this. I want to hear from you and the stuff that we covered here. Do you see what I see? Or am I way off base here? Let me know, because as I always tell you, I'm not too old to learn something new. But I don't really feel like in my heart that I'm wrong on anything that I cover here with all of you. But you let me know what you think. All right, people, look, I'm going to let you go. I could sit here for hours and talk about this, and I wish I could. You know, things just, we gotta call it at one point. But we will resume tomorrow, people. We got this. It's becoming more clear to me every day. And the more I hear from you and these polls that I run, I don't run these things just because I think they're funny or amusing. I do this because I want to know where you guys are at. I want to know what's on your mind, okay? Not just me. I want us to come together, all of us, for the common good. You know, many people, many very wise people throughout history, you know, have said the same thing. What we do for ourselves, it doesn't really matter, and it just disappears into obscurity. It's what we do for others that lives on. You understand? And we got to start doing more for each other, people, all of us here. And if we don't, I don't see this changing, especially with the deceptions, the distractions, the tricks, the games that are being played, the psyop, the programming. Look at this, man. Look at this. Look at that picture, man. Says it all to me. All right, look, I'm going to let you go. Thanks for being here. Thanks for your love and your support, people. I can't tell you how much you all mean to me. I love all of you with my heart, with my soul. It's the truth. And I hope we could get more people to understand what's happening to them so they can at least try to do something about it. I think we're lost. I think the world today is so lost. It's only going to lead to a downfall on a massive scale, which is, of course, which we're being driven. This is not by accident here. People being controlled, more control, willingly walking themselves into slavery at every level here. And it's a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing. All right, look, I'm going to let you go again. I'll see you all in the morning, people. We got this. All right, now, until we see each other again, what am I going to tell you? Please take care of yourselves and take care of each other. Please comment. Let me know what you think of the stuff we've discussed here. And share this video. Get it out there. Let people hear this stuff. Maybe if we can get through collectively, the thousands of you that are going to watch this, the tens of thousands of you, if we can get through to one person today, just one, you know what? We've made a difference. And that's a positive thing. All right. See you in the morning.